X Factor winner. Ben Haynow and Kelly Clarkson's Second Hand Heart on Big John at Breakfast, and he's on the show now. Ben Haynow, morning!
Morning! Morning!
Well done.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
And well done on the new album as well. Was it like a weight off your shoulders, like knowing that you've finally finished it and a relief to get it done, like handing in some huge amount of homework or something?
Yeah, it was definitely that sort of vibe. And obviously still waiting for the marks to come back. But, you know, it was a really, really enjoyable experience. And I'm one of those people who kind of enjoys playing live. So being in the studio is a great thing for me. But actually now finished and being able to go out and play some live gigs, that's what I'm waiting for.
What's the deal with X Factor winners? You just take a year off, don't you?
Yeah, we just go out, you know, go out on holidays and stuff. For me, we could have come out with something, I think, in sort of 3 or 4 months, you know, a load of covers or a load of songs that people had given to us. But I wanted to go away and write stuff myself. So we wrote about 60 tracks in total.
Wow!
Yeah, and then whittled them down to these sort of 14 for the deluxe. So the time we took, I think, was just, really, and I enjoyed that time and kind of wanted to enjoy learning the craft of songwriting again, really.
Mate, you've written 4 albums worth there, so that's you done, innit?
Well, I don't know if any of them were any good, to be honest.
Well, so it was just stick them out, dribble them out, be all right.
Get Kelly on them.
I've always wanted to know this from songwriters. How do you find the thing to sing about? Where do you start? Do you start with the music or do you start with the lyrics?
So generally it will start with a concept, like you'll come in with the idea of what you want to sing about, you know, like, oh, maybe we'll sing about this, we'll sing about that, and then you all sit in a room and genuinely you all just make stupid noises, so you try and find a melody. So
right,
I sit in a room
okay.
with some really famous people making
listen we've got a couple
noises.
Of minutes now, should we bash out
should
a
do the 61st
yeah,
song
come on
go for it.
All right, I wanted
go
to talk
it.
About
come on, concept, guys, we need this concept.
Eggs
is a great concept.
Chicken's eggs. Let me do a bit of melody for you.
Please do.
Eggy breath. Roll with that.
It was a bit too wordy.
Tell you what. Come back, same time tomorrow. Come back to us. We'll hear the eggy breath song.
Let's do it. Eggy breath. Hashtag eggy breath.
Before you go, a couple of things on the X Factor. What's the deal with the rumours that the voice is going to replace the X Factor? You must know. What's going to happen?
No, I don't think so, is it? I don't think that's going to happen.
X Factor, apparently, next year's going to be the last one, and then it's going to be all about the voice on ITV.
Okay, well, I can't say I agree with that, I'm afraid. But, yeah, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Who's going to win? Is it Fourth Impact this year? Are they going to win?
No, I think Lauren's up there for the win. And if not Lauren, I think Che might.
What do you think of Fleury's new single, Sax?
Incredible.
Do you like
my
it?
My girl, Fleury's. Yeah, totally, man. Totally.
Are you still mates with her?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, of course we're still mates. Like, when you go through something like that together, mate, that, you know, getting that far in a competition like that, I think it's, you know, it really does kind of bring you together. So, yeah, and being in the charts, kind of entering the charts at the same sort of time, and it's our first time going at the charts, so it's nice to kind of have a friend in the charts.
Are you going to be on the judging panel next year?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Voice for sure, like you were saying. I don't know. Hopefully I'm going to be busy, man. Hopefully I'm going to be busy gigging and doing stuff.
Who's your favourite judge this year?
You know, I like, obviously, Simon Cow is my man, but I think Cheryl, you know, I've got a soft spot for Cheryl, so she's great.
You've been with your girlfriend Jessica for 7 years now.
Indeed, yeah. 7 years.
Wow.
And that's a long time just to be girlfriend and boyfriend. When are you getting married?
Oh, hang on a minute.
Listen, what paper do you work for?
No,
you know, we're going to be, that's going to happen, you know, inevitably, but...
Oh, good, when's it going to happen?
I can't say.
Just let us know, and then we can just get on.
Yeah, Thursday. We're doing it on Thursday,
right,
so if you guys can find a bit of time, crack on.
Ring us on and leave it on loudspeaker, and we won't say anything, we'll just listen in.
All right, cool. We could do
it's
that.
It's an exclusive. Next Thursday, Ben's going to propose. It's going to be brilliant.
Oh, walk down the aisle to Eggy Breath. That'd be lovely.
Eggy Breath.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I need to hear about Eggy Breath, the song as well, if you can get back to us about that. Ben, hey now, everyone. What a
Thanks,
legend.
Guys.
What an amazing song. Good luck, fella.
Thank you, dude.
This is Hallam FM.